Hi there. Today is May 13th, and I'd say today is more of a what not to do message. Oh, goodness. I had a really hard day yesterday, and I talked about it a bit yesterday in my podcast, and it just kind of spiraled a little bit. Like I said that I really, really missed my mom a lot because it was Mother's Day. And it just made me really, really sad. And I sat with that sadness and I allowed the sadness. And then, like I said, I really fell in love with this Edo Japan place. Like fell in love with it. So I had bought myself a meal. And I was really looking forward to eating it. And it was great. And I enjoyed it. And like I said yesterday, my kids went to their dad's earlier yesterday than they normally do. And I mean, they're teenagers. So, you know, they each gave me a nice little thing that they had made, which was really, really special. But they didn't have any interest in really spending time with me yesterday. And it's not a big deal, but yesterday I started to make it a big deal. And here's the thing. When I'm in the moment, when I've meditated, I live in this space where love lives and truth speaks, and things do not bother me. And yesterday I had meditated, but this missing my mom just really was bothering me. And so we're not here to pretend things don't bother us. We're here to feel. And that's what I did. But then through the day, I started to get tired. And then I started to kind of be pulled from being conscious. And this is like, this is really interesting because this is how life is. When I'm conscious and aware, I eat healthy food because I know that it makes me feel better. When I eat junk food, it actually, I realized years ago that when I drank alcohol, it put me into this really awful mental state. Like it was just this, I don't even know how to describe it. It was worse than depression. It was like this panic. It almost felt like if I would go out and drink, I would come home and I would feel like I had killed someone. That's how much, like, I don't even know how to describe it. It was just like this panic, like I did something wrong. Like literally, it felt like, did I kill someone? Like I knew that I didn't. But that was the fear and the weirdness that alcohol created in my brain. And even if I have a few drinks, that happens. So I've just cut alcohol out completely. But what I'm actually starting to realize is sugar does the same thing, but not as severe. So I don't know, like it's okay to have sugar. Like I'm not saying don't ever have sugar, but I'm really noticing that when I have sugar or unhealthy carbs or eat too much, it's like I spiral into that place. Like my thoughts start to get wonky and funky. And I don't know. It's really, really interesting how important it is to stay aware of what we're doing and do the things that bring us into this space of that do things that are loving. You know, like when I get into these moods, I just eat a lot of shit. And I would never do that to a child. Like kids, you know, they graze all day, they have their treats, But they're not numbing their feelings. And that's what I was doing last night, is I just didn't want to feel sad anymore. And I didn't know that I was doing it because I didn't stop and breathe while I was doing it. I had this, oh, it's Mother's Day. You know, I had, and this is weird because, you know, I went with my daughter on Saturday to like get this Edo meal, which is actually very, very healthy. Their food is so incredibly healthy and so freaking tasty. I can't even believe it. But then I decided that I wanted pop, which I haven't drank pop in so long. So we go to Dollarama and they have the big pops for a dollar because I don't like to spend money on junk now. So I got the pop and I got some hickory sticks and I got a chocolate bar, a score bar. No, I'm actually lying. I got two bags of chips. I got one for the Saturday, one for the Sunday, and two chocolate bars, one for Saturday, one for Sunday. So this was like moving beyond a treat. It was like moving into this territory of, okay, I'm not going to treat myself. I'm going to binge now, which again, it doesn't matter. It's not bad. Like, it's not to beat ourselves up, but it's just to really notice how we feel afterward. And I'm really, really noticing that my thoughts start to get really funky, just like as though I had alcohol. And so I'm telling you what not to do. You can do it all you want, but if you stay present, which I do most of the time, I'm actually pretty good at staying present most of the time. If you stay present with what you're feeling, you are going to heal those parts of you. And if you are aware of the thoughts that are kicking up, you will heal those parts of you that have lack and limit involved with it. I don't know if I said that properly. But it's interesting because, like I said, when I get up in the morning and I meditate, then I make my podcast, I eat my healthy lunch, I have my healthy supper, I meditate again, or I go for a bike ride, or whatever it is. When I stay in that space, I'm so like aligned. Like, I'm just so aligned that I'm just believing in miracles, and I'm just waiting for new opportunities and possibilities to show up. Like, but not only that, I don't need any of it because I'm so grateful and I'm so grounded and I'm so happy in the moment that none of the future actually matters. And this is what happened last night. Like I said, I ate the food and then I watched the hockey game, which meant I ate a little bit more food and my team lost, which made me not so happy. And then by the time I went to bed, I was starting to feel sorry for myself. Like, I was starting to calculate how broke I am again, which I don't normally do anymore. I don't call myself broke anymore. When I talk to my kids, I'm like, I'm just in a transition phase. I am starting a new business. I've got some really great ideas. I'm going to be making money soon. That's how I talk about money. I'm in training. I'm in a phase. I don't ever call myself broke anymore because I'm just believing in myself and believing in possibilities and knowing that everything is working out for me. But last night, I started to think about how much debt I'm in, and it started to bother me. And then I started to think about, you know, the money that is owed to me that is not being paid back, and why the fuck is this not being paid back, and what is going on. And then I started to think about, you know, Jesus, like, why didn't my kids stay here today? Why didn't we play games? Like, why didn't we go for lunch? Like, Why didn't anybody think to do something for me today? And it was like, do you even feel the difference in that vibration? Like, it's so, so different when we think about it from that space. Because today, after I meditated, there was none of that that bothered me. Because my kids are teenagers. My son was really excited to fix the quad with his dad, and that's what he was doing. And I'm excited about that because I know he's been wanting to go quadding for so long. This is what I've always wanted him to do. So they were getting that done. And it just so happened that they were in town picking up parts, so they brought my daughter home. It just makes sense. But when I'm in a funk, everything can bother me. And so I'm just sharing this because we're all on this journey together. And we're all going to have those hard days. We're going to have those days where we eat too much sugar. And then we're going to feel bad about it. And then we're going to start thinking negative thoughts. And that's all okay. But I'm here to share every day, not to stay stuck in that pit. Because I could have stayed stuck there. I could have, you know, eaten a crappy breakfast. I could have not meditated. I could have laid in bed and felt sorry for myself. And I did for a couple minutes. And then I was like, wait a minute. You know that you're going to feel better after you meditate. You know that none of these thoughts are actually true. You know that once you're conscious and aware, you're going to see that this stuff is just kicking up to grab your attention, but it's actually going to destroy the rest of your day. These are destructive thoughts. And that's what happens. And the more we start our day in a conscious place, whatever that is, it's going to be different for everybody. For me, it's meditation. I get up, I make my smoothie, I make my coffee, I sit here by the window, I meditate for an hour, sometimes two. Today I think it was an hour and a half. And I don't stop until I get to that place where I feel so much love. And today I just had this beautiful, beautiful experience of, you know, I'm still feeling sad that I miss my mom. But it's in this different place where there are no other stories attached to it. I miss my mom. Of course I do. But it's not, I miss my mom and my ex-husband's a dick. Or I miss my mom and I'm so freaking broke and it's driving me crazy. Like, right? We can just miss someone. Or be upset about something, or whatever it is. It's not to pretend that we don't feel, but it's to not allow those feelings to take on their own life and then, you know, make this great big tornado where it draws everything else into it. And it's very easy for that to happen. It's very easy for that to happen. So, like I said, I've done this for so many years now. I'm starting to become more aware of when that's happening and what to do. I usually don't even spend a whole night feeling like that. Excuse me, but last night I just did. And today I'm like, okay, well, don't feel bad about it. Just be grateful for it because now you remember why you don't eat sugar. You remember, I literally sat down last night. I forgot about this. I think this was during the hockey game. I sat down and I hate wasting food. So my daughter had made cupcakes for my auntie's birthday last week. And we had a lot of extra icing. So I put it into a container and put it in the freezer. So that we didn't throw it away because I just hate throwing food out. Well, last night I was literally sitting watching the hockey game, eating this icing with a fucking spoon. Like, what is happening here? So anyway, that is what not to do. And if you need to do it, that's fine. But just beware that you're going to feel like shit the next morning. And that's okay too. But just move past it. Like, move beyond it. Yesterday is what yesterday was. Today is a new day. And throughout the day, we're going to do things that are, you know, not conscious, maybe not loving, maybe not kind, but every breath is a restart. And that's a beautiful thing. And I already feel my energy is feeling so much better today. I'm thinking about these new ideas of, you know, spreading joy to other people and to find places that bring me joy and to really bring joy into my life and to help others bring joy into their life. So yeah, today is just, you know, be kind to yourself and allow everything that has happened to be in the past. And start fresh. And we start fresh by really taking care of ourselves. Like, I'm really into this. I've been like the self-care queen for quite a while now. But like I said yesterday, I recognize that joy really hasn't been a big part of that. I enjoy working. You know, I enjoy making posters. I enjoy fixing my website. I enjoy all those things, but that's not really play because there's a purpose to that. So I just want to find more things that I can do that bring me joy and spend time with, you know, other people, not just my kids or not just being alone all the time because I'm a really big loner and I love my time alone, but it's getting harder and harder to make myself laugh. Like, do you know what I mean? When you're alone, you're not doing the giddy, silly, crazy things that you do with your friends. You're not laughing about stupid shit like you would with your friends. You're not, you know, sharing deeply like you would with other people, with your friends. So I'm just really looking at what is working, what isn't, what I continue to do and what I don't. And for me, it's definitely, I'm back on board, you know, not having sugar. And I mean, like, again, this isn't an anti-sugar thing. This is a, have a treat and enjoy that treat, but don't sit and eat icing with a spoon while you're watching a hockey game. Like, that's no longer a treat. That's numbing. And we know the difference because a treat, we're like really, really tasting it. We're really, really enjoying it. Like that Edo meal. Holy shit. I enjoyed every bite of that meal. It's so good. It's so tasty. It's so healthy. I enjoyed every bite of the sushi, of the, you know, chicken teriyaki meal. I enjoyed it, but then I kept going and that I was no longer enjoying. I was eating because I was tired of being sad. And again, this is all okay. It's all okay. It's just that I just really witnessed myself spiraling more and having more thoughts that pulled me more into the anger, you know, as opposed to just consciously feeling sad. There's a really, really big difference between feeling consciously and allowing our thoughts to tell us untrue stories and pulling us into that fuckery. That's all fuckery. You know, me missing my mom, well, that's reality. It's you know, me pretending I don't miss my mom would be fuckery. And this is why I want to do this work every week with women. This is why I want to do this every day speaking about this, because it's really not easy. It's not cut and dry. And every day is different because every day something new is going to be kicked up. And it's something for us to look at. But we don't necessarily know what category it's in. Is this freedom or is this fuckery? And it's to discern that. And it's, like I said, sometimes we do a really great job of it, where right away we are like, oh yeah, these are my thoughts. I'm not going there. I'm going to sit and I'm going to breathe in the moment. I'm going to do something I enjoy, or I'm going to meditate, or whatever that is. I'm going to stay conscious. I'm going to stay aware. I'm going to stay in my body. I'm going to stay here with love as love. That's what I'm going to do. And I can't remember how I started that sentence, but other times it's like total fuckery. Just these stories that make us afraid, that make us angry, that try to separate us from others, you know, try to make us see someone is right and someone is wrong and something is good and something is bad. That's all separation. So anyway, we are here to do better every day. It's not about being perfect. It never freaking was. It's about being happier every day, being healthier every day, being more whole every day, meaning loving those parts of you, loving those parts of you that get afraid, loving those parts of you that feel sad, loving those parts of you that think unhealthy thoughts and believe them, but then doing what you need to do in order to not allow that anymore, or not allow it to pull you as long next time. It's just really, it's all about being conscious and aware, is really what I think, is just shining a light of love on everything that shows up. And like I said, some days are so much easier than others. Some days you're just conscious and aware and full of love and have joy and eat healthy food and think lovely, beautiful thoughts. And other days you get upset and you sit and watch the hockey game. You watch your team lose while you're scooping icing. Not ice cream, but like fucking icing. That's like so bad. You're scooping it and eating it because you don't want to feel anymore. So it's all good. It's all okay. But there are ways to do life that will bring us more joy and more peace and more healing. And that's what I'm here to find every day. And that's what I'm here to help you find every day. Not about perfection. It's all about just being better, doing better, enjoying more, really, really, truly. So I'm not sure if that actually made sense, but I thank you for listening, and I will talk to you tomorrow.